Mississippi's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Duke's Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. For entrepreneurs, we want to help you beginning entrepreneurs, your experienced entrepreneurs, and any entrepreneurs that would like to share to help other entrepreneurs. We welcome you to call the show or beyond the show. And if you're looking at the show right now, you can see the number. The number's right in front of you. It's 727-441-3000. We would welcome all of that because we are sharing our entrepreneurial experiences and hope that you'll share yours so that all of us benefit who are trying, wannabes, entrepreneurs, and successful entrepreneurs. I'm here with my trusty co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes. Mr. Dukes, how you doing this evening?
Doing great, Mr. Gene. Good to be in your midst one more time. You're on the Entrepreneur Hour.
Okay. And our trusty engineer, Mr. Bobby. Bobby's the guy that makes us look good. Bobby, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing well. How about yourselves?
We're doing okay. And so to kind of give you an idea, a little bit about what this show is all about, we have a clip that we're going to play for you, I believe. And Bobby, if you got it, let it go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Yes, that's what we are all about. And thank you, Bobby, for putting that together for us. And we're going to jump right into things. And how you doing this evening, Bobby,
I'm doing well. And just before we forget about that, I'm going to tell you that the podcast link for this particular show is internetradiopros.com/entrepreneur opportunity hour.
Great.
All right.
So get that out of the way early.
Hey, that's great to know. Just for you entrepreneurs, we have a podcast specifically for you. We got another one for our other show, the Employment Opportunity Hour. And so, therefore, we are on the move here, as we say. We have done a little bit of research in addition to our experiences, but we have some quotes that have come from several other famous entrepreneurs that have made certain statements that I'm going to say that I've benefited from. It's helped me to generate some of my own statements that hopefully as I get older within another couple of years or so, some of you will read some of those quotes. Mm-hmm. However, we have some quotes that we're going to go through. It's not too many. It's four or five that we're going to do. Mr. Dukes is going to read those. The difference is we're going to share our interpretation or our experiences based on the quotes that the other people made. And it's designed for you entrepreneurs, you beginners, or you experienced entrepreneurs. Again, you're more than welcome to call the show to share your tips to help someone out there as well, because we're about entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so Mr. Dukes, so how many do you have, or what do you have, first, second, third?
First one we have, It's a great quote. If you can do great things, do small things in a great way. And that's by one of the famous Napoleon Hill.
Okay, Napoleon Hill. Okay, if you cannot do great things, do small things.
Mm-hmm. In a great way.
In a great way. Is there anything you want to share from that? I got plenty to share from
that.
Go
ahead and share. I'll follow up.
I know that for what I do, I'm in the training business with a training company, and it involves training courses. And so the courses had to be developed and then demonstrated in order to develop a track record and some sort of credibility. So the small things were taking the experiences and putting it into some type of words and some type of order in order to produce a course that others could then follow. Anyway, so I could see how those small things have turned into great things in a great way, because we've helped an awful lot of people to find what they enjoy, which we do on the Employment Opportunity Hour. But that's the business that I'm in. And as an entrepreneur, I'm still growing. I still need your help out there. But doing great things, do small things.
Well, my profession as an entrepreneur, I learned to do great things. And coming from my profession as an automotive technician, you learn to do small things in a great way, because in that profession you find you will have a lot of things that's not totally printed, and you have to work your way through it, and they don't give you all the details, so you have to find out what it is and make it work right. And that's the key note. So when you have those things that you have, small things that you can make and do it in a great way, you be successful, and you can make somebody else successful.
Okay. All righty. So that's one.
That's one.
All right.
Look at success is walking from failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm. That's by Mr. Winston Churchill.
Can you repeat it again?
Success is walking from future to From failure, I'm sorry, is walking from failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm.
Okay. So that was his quote.
That was his quote. Winston Churchill quoted that. What you have to say about it?
Well, I'm going to look at that and just say, walking from failure to failure with no loss. To me, when making things like tests up and putting the right words together so people can follow those words, and getting corrected on language and word usage and all of that sort of stuff, that in my case, I failed many times putting those types of things together, and now they are together. However, the enthusiasm was because I had to get it corrected, and I had to stay focused in order to make sure it's sellable to the people that must take those tests. And so, anyway, so I'm just going to say the enthusiasm came from that.
Okay.
Which means I had to do it over and over again as I developed more courses.
Mm-hmm. I look at it from my standpoint when I was in the classroom putting together quizzes for students to take and to find out if they were successful at what they retained from what I had taught them. Then I found out when they did a good job on the quiz or the test, I realized that I had put it together and that it was understandable. And I gained quite a bit from that.
Okay. So you kind of heard a couple of things. We have a few more for you, but before we take you any further, we're going to take a short break so you hear a little bit from our sponsors and stuff like that. And so you're listening to myself, Gene Hodge, here with Heinzman Dukes.
Yeah,
we
right
are giving you some quotes from famous people and sharing our own experiences for that. And we'll be right back.
purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour Radio Show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Right here
where
in America.
Say you can be who you want to be, do what you want to do. I am here to encourage many of you who would like to start a business, have a business, you entrepreneurs out there, to realize you can do that as well. Other people are doing it, and you can too if you have that idea. If you have an idea that you would like to get more exposure, if you'd like to be on the show, send me an email. My email is theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. And in the subject line, put Entrepreneur Hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this way we'll know it's you. And we will try our best to do something to help you to grow your business, whether it's being on the show itself or having you call in or doing an interview or something like that. But we would do our best to try to share something to help you to do that as well. And again, that email is theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's T-H-E, opportunityhour@gmail.com. Where
all
it looks...
Right.
We are going over some quotes made by famous people
mm-hmm.
that has everything to do with what I believe is entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Dukes is reading some of these quotes, and then we're giving our interpretation or sharing some of our experiences as it applies to those quotes. And so, Mr. Dukes, you got the next one ready.
All right. Geniusy.
Who?
Is 1%. Inspiration. And 99% of preparation to be a genius.
Well, can you say that again?
Genius is 100%.
I'm sorry, say that again. I didn't hear that.
Genius is 1% of inspiration.
Oh, okay.
And 99% of preparation. That's come in the quote from Thomas Edison. Everybody know Thomas Edison.
Everybody's heard of Thomas Edison.
Yeah, well, everybody have heard of him. Most of them read about him in high school. In that case, I really, that's a thing I always like to preach about, how much genius is and what percentage it is and what inspiration is and how it inspires others to do things. And I try to be inspired by myself to others. And 99% of preparation, and that is one of the keynote, is being prepared for whatever it is, preparing yourself that you'll be able to do whatever type of jobs or whatever you're going to do, okay. And mainly to help others. If you prepare properly, then you can help someone else.
Okay. I'm saying, I look at that and look at the 1% inspiration. I was inspired to do what I'm doing. I was inspired to help others to develop some training programs based on the training that I had received and thought I could do a better job, and I still think we can do a better job to help people to find enjoyable employment.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we can do a better job to help entrepreneurs to grow faster.
Mm-hmm.
But I was inspired to do that, but the preparation,
mm-hmm.
how long it has taken, how much I needed to do and still need to do in terms of being prepared to actually make that happen. It's walking from failure, just as it says.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that's what I look at. That I look at that, and I start to think about how much more I still have to do.
Yes, sir.
So it's just understanding that it's preparation, and I'm still being prepared.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna call on our trusty engineer in there. He's looking away, but I'm sure he's inspired to go do something one day. I don't want to put you on the spot, Bobby, but what do you think? What are you inspired to do that you realize you have to do more?
This is the problem. I'm inspired to do so much even within one plan, within one entrepreneurial goal, if you will, I guess one company eventually, that it's hard to get that roadmap nailed down.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be a journey. It's going to be a real journey.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It is a journey.
Wow. I'm just amazed at it. That's coming from you, but yes, that is so correct. It's a journey. Life is a journey, and I'm going to suggest for all of you wannabe entrepreneurs out there, take the first step and then take the one after that. And if you fall down, just get up and take another step, because it's going to take preparation. It's going to take practice. It's going to take doing something over and over and over again. And the key about it is that if you want it to affect others, it's got to be acceptable by others. So I see that quote as being very helpful for me. That's all I'm going to say about that. Yeah.
Well, you go right on. You were saying you were doing some good.
I think so.
Yeah. But, you know, inspiration to be inspired by somebody. I was inspired to start my own, become an entrepreneur, because I looked at what I could do I thought would be better than what somebody else was doing. And I could give customers a better choice and a better job. And it inspired me to do more and to work hard and prepare myself that much better to make that happen.
Yeah. So you're not alone out there.
No, not at all.
Although you may... And many times you're alone.
Sometimes you will feel that you're right.
Yeah, but you're not alone.
Sometimes you feel you're alone, but you're never alone out there, because there's somebody always struggling the same way. But when you enjoy it, it's not a struggle.
And the reason we're saying all this is because we're giving you some quotes from famous people sharing our experiences, because the second half of the show is going to be giving you some tips on steps to do to start your business for you new entrepreneurs. And so we're kind of setting the stage now by sharing some of what we have realized, in a sense. And we're realizing more and more every day. Anyway, so that's what we want you to know, why we're saying these quotes, because we aren't the first and we won't be the last.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, maybe you will be quoted.
Probably so.
Yeah. What else you got for us?
The next one I have is, what is not started will never get finished. And that's real deep.
By who?
Oh, you don't know who? I didn't get a quote on who it was from.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
I can't see his name.
Johann
Wolfgang von
Goethe. I think that's Goethe. Goethe.
I don't know who he is, but that's a good quote.
Oh, you can't know all these people.
I don't know. I never heard that one. But I heard the quote many times, especially when I was especially trying to get students motivated, and you tell them, what you never start, you'll never get finished.
Okay, so read the quote again.
What is not started will never get finished. In other words, you got to get up and start it. If you have the idea and you want to see it develop, you got to start. You cannot just set an idea and sit there and talk about it, because it will never get started unless you start it. And you have a lot of entrepreneurs has great ideas, but they are fearful in starting that. Or they are fearful and want to step out and see if it really will work. And being an entrepreneur, you're gonna find yourself that you have to take some chances.
Okay. All right. What other thing I get out of that is that many of us have ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Many of us have thoughts. We have solutions. However, I think a lot of us, we want that solution to happen so fast and so quick that we don't get started on it. A lot of us are looking for that quick result.
Yes.
And in many cases, it doesn't. But I'm going to hold up here because I understand we got a caller on the line. And so let's take the caller first. And right. Hello, caller.
Yeah, caller Tom on the line.
Tom.
Hello, Tom.
Yes, sir.
How are you today, Tom?
I'm doing well, guys. I was listening to you on the radio in the car, and I want to give you guys props for what you're doing for the community, sharing tips to be an entrepreneur and a business person. I'm an entrepreneur myself, so it's always good to hear other entrepreneurs encouraging people.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what you do, Tom.
Well, I'm an entrepreneur, so I do many things.
Okay.
And I own a web development company.
Oh, okay.
We design websites for small businesses, and we help run and manage those websites for them. So I deal with a lot of entrepreneurs, and like you said, you got to get started.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to, and in my opinion, you have to have a goal.
Correct.
And so then when you have a goal, this is just my opinion, but you have to have a goal so then you can take that, you can get started.
Yes.
Working towards that goal one step at a time.
Wow. Well, that's great. You have a web development business. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, great.
Okay. Well, great. We wish you good luck on it. If you can do it in 30 seconds, tell us a little bit about us or tell us what you might need and maybe we can help you.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you. I wasn't calling in for the advertisement, but you offered, so I will be glad to share. So my name is Tom Hamilton. I'm the CEO and founder of West Bay Media Group, westbaymediagroup.com. And our universal selling proposition is that we help people increase sales online.
That's
kind of what we do. And I frame it like that, guys, because it gets people talking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we get into the in-depth stuff, like if you're running a plumbing company or if you're a lawyer or if you're, you know, depending on what market you're in,
mm-hmm.
we help them run the tech so they can run their business and not have to worry about the tech.
That sounds great.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Well, if you'd like, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. I would love to follow back up with you.
Yes, sir.
And let us know what you need, and I'm sure we could find some ways to help each other.
Well, I'd be glad to do that. And I got to say that I really appreciate it. I've heard you guys on the radio before. This is the first time calling.
Call again.
You do a great service because we need more people to stand up and help people stand up on their own and not be dependent on other things, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. We know what you mean.
Yes, sir.
Well, Tom, thank you very, very much for the call. Feel free to call in again, but send me that email. I'll be looking forward to it, and we'll follow back up with you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, gentlemen, for the time, and have a great evening.
Okay, spread the word, because we welcome all callers to call in.
And that entrepreneur bit you gave is outstanding. Somebody heard it.
Well, you know, it's all about creating value, guys.
Yes, it is.
Great.
Very much so.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Okay, we're talking about different types of quotes, and we're really grateful that the callers called in. If more of you out there would like to share something like that, feel free to give us a shout, because
yeah,
we're here.
Do.
The number's
please
right
do.
In front of you, 727-441-3000. But we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back after a few words from our sponsor, and look forward to hearing from more of you entrepreneurs. We'll be right back.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hi, this is Gene Hodge. We have great news for you. We have the opportunity to promote the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with support from you. If you have a business, a product or service that you would like to reach a greater market to increase your sales, visibility, and profits, we can help you to do that by reaching over 3 million people in the Tampa Bay market. If you have a need for a larger market, WTAN and the show can promote you on the West Coast in the Los Angeles market, reaching about 20 million people. If that's an interest to you, send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Or call WTAN and just ask for Gene Hodge. They will connect you to me. We look forward to helping to promote your business so that you can increase your sales, profit, and visibility. We can do that by you offering contests, by offering special promotions, by giveaways. And these are some of the ways that we can help you to attract the people that you're looking for. Again, this is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com.
Ideas and thoughts stop you.
Don't let them go to waste.
Get, move it up, move it on, and only you can get
it
going.
Only you can get it done.
You'll get help along
the
way.
This is the Entrepreneur Hour. We want you to help us, and we want to help you.
Yeah. We've been mentioning some quotes earlier from very famous people, and Mr. Dukes is reading the quotes off. Mr. Dukes, if you don't mind, give us a quick review of just what quotes you said and who said
okay,
them, if you don't mind.
We started off the top. We were doing, but if you cannot do great things, do it in a great way. Then we said success is walking.
Wait a minute. Who said that?
Oh, who said that?
Yeah,
who Napoleon
said that?
Hill.
Oh, okay.
Then we went to success is walking from failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm. In other words, you're going from failure to failure, but you don't lose your enthusiasm. You keep on pushing. Because sometimes the road, at the very time you stop, that's what it is. A pot of gold is.
Okay, who said that, though?
Who said that? Yeah, Winston Churchill.
Gotta tell us who the famous person is.
Winston Churchill said that.
Okay.
And then we went and we talked about the genius, how much of genius it is. We said it's 1% inspiration, 99% a preparation by Tom Edison.
Okay.
And that is a great quote. And then we talked about what is not started, never get finished. And that is in most cases. If you think about it, but never start it never get finished. And that's why we stopped that.
Okay, Wolfgang von Goethe, I believe that's the name that said that.
Yes, it was.
And we got one more, I think, that we're going to do. We got to talk about something else in a second or two.
All right, we'll talk about this last one. Mm-hmm. Jim Rohn said, formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune.
Yeah, who said that?
Jim Rohn.
Jim Rohn. Okay, can you repeat that though?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune.
Now, what do you...
What do you take from that? No matter how
street
much...
Street smarts.
Huh?
Street smarts is what I was going to say.
All right.
Or experience.
Experience will get you.
But go ahead.
That's right. That's exactly right, Bobby. Street smart will make you a lot.
Okay. What the?
But education will make you a living. But you might want to say street smart can make you a fortune. And it's being shown and proven today.
Okay. What does that mean to you when you see that?
When I say that, it means that by me being an entrepreneur, I'm able to learn how to be successful as an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. I learned how to bring things together. I learned how to lead. I learned how to manage.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned to create also in that same framework.
Okay.
And to me, that's what this is all about.
Okay. I look at that and I say, yeah, formal education, it's nice to have. Everybody sort of gets told to take a formal education.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, it will do. It will make you a living because you're working for somebody else.
Mm-hmm. And you'll make somebody else rich.
Self-education will make you a fortune because when you step out and you have an idea, you have a thought, you have something that will help you and help someone else, it's very possible that that can make you a fortune. And I'm working on that myself right now to prove it.
Dean's master plan.
Yeah.
That's the plan. It's I'm still working on it.
That's the master plan. You're working on
it. Yeah, for all of you successful entrepreneurs out there, call us because I need your help. Like I said, it's entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs.
Entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs, and we need your help, entrepreneurs.
That was by a person by the name of Jim Rohn. But anyway.
Jim Rohn.
But for those of you that are thinking about starting a business, we don't want the show to be all about people who have businesses. We want to help you, those of you that have that thought, because this last quote that we just had, if you have the thought, you probably can imagine it could make you a fortune. And it's a matter of deciding to get started on it, because it's not going to happen tomorrow. But anyway, so we have a couple of steps that we're just going to cover briefly. We have a list of like 25 steps or something like that, but we're not going to go through all those. We're just going to go through a couple of steps. And Mr. Dukes, you just tell us one step that you think we will go through.
That's okay.
Are those steps?
I don't think these are the steps.
Oops, I'm sorry. Well,
no, these are not the steps here.
I got the steps.
Mm-hmm.
I got the steps. So I'll tell you what they are.
All right, pass them on over. You tell them. Oh,
I'm just gonna say some of the steps and you could share something about it. Okay. One of the steps: if you have an idea, then at some point you must open a business bank account.
Say that again.
If you have an idea and you decide to start a business, once you've given it a name and logged it in, then you must open up a business bank account. You must separate it from your personal account to the business account. Anyway, so that's the tip that I'm going to give out because many of you have ideas and you want to get started, but at some point you want to set up a business account. You can go to almost any bank, credit union, all that sort of stuff, and set up a business account after you've registered your business.
Thank you.
Well, I'm just giving out steps, but...
I think you need to back up, though. That's a step before that.
That's true. There are many steps. And so at some point, we may go through the order mm-hmm. of steps. And so I'm just getting you to think about if you want to have a business, then at some point in time, it's important to set up a business bank account.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can talk right through all the steps on the Florida Department of Revenue.
That's right.
Right.
Right there.
Set it up.
Okay.
In the state of Florida, unless it has changed, your first thing you need to do is advertise your name. Name must be advertised for 4 weeks.
What name?
Your name that you're going to call your business.
Okay, so I'm going to call my business Charlie's Steakhouse.
You need to advertise it.
Advertise it how?
In the paper.
Could I amend that for just a second?
Sure.
As someone who just did this only a couple months ago,
mm-hmm.
For a fictitious name, it does have to be advertised in a publication. Now, a single person, single member LLC. Does not. Now, you could be true for an incorp for an Inc.
Inc. It does.
I think, okay, that's
and,
where it
and
is.
Private.
And yes. But
LLC.
But just to basically be a complete sole proprietor, mm-hmm. baseline
yes.
LLC, you can go through the process just by giving them a description
so
of what
you did. You got to advertise it for 4 weeks?
for everything but a sole
proprietor. Everything but a self-proprietor.
Everything except a sole proprietor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what are some of those other things, if you don't mind me picking your brain a little bit?
Yeah, you're talking about just going through the LLC incorporation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Multiple members have to have a board meeting, or what
as a corporation.
Board, as a,
yes.
As a
corporation. Okay, that's one. Okay.
And then
sole proprietor.
Sole proprietors, like your base level, don't you can be single manager.
Okay.
And then obviously for nonprofits, there's a whole other schedule, and then a lot of it gets convoluted when you talk about taxes, because then the more categories come up.
Yeah.
Okay. So which one would you say must be done first? As
your pertains to your list.
Pertains to our list, or just starting a business. Which one might you think of doing first?
Well, if you're really just gonna freelance a service, I would say just a fictitious name, advertise, just to be able to slap something else on your invoice.
Right.
Is the ideal situation.
Okay. Okay, so the fictitious name doesn't have to be registered, or does it have to be registered?
It has to be registered.
Okay.
Your private name doesn't have to be registered.
Correct.
The fictitious name has to be registered. It must be
advertised.
Ran in the local paper.
Yes.
Any local paper. Don't matter which paper it is.
Okay, so what happens if that name is run before all this other stuff?
You won't get it. They won't give it to you.
Who's they?
The government.
Sunbiz.org.
The business.gov. They won't give it to you.
Okay, but what about just entrepreneurs, period, anywhere on the planet?
Say that again.
Other states?
Entrepreneurs.
Oh, in general.
In general, anywhere on the planet.
I can't speak on that. I can speak on Florida.
Oh, right.
We were just thinking because of the listening area, that would be Florida.
I
you're thinking bigger. All right.
I just want to think big, and I'm just going to say of you entrepreneurs
I can't say one thing now. Once you establish as an entrepreneur, you can get a VIN that will go around the world.
Okay, but
You have to apply to the federal then to get the VIN, then you can apply.
I'm just listening to input.
Or here's another tip. Go to I think the Small Business Administration there's a directory where you can select your state.
Right.
And you can just Google it, and they will lead you to the correct website for your state pertains to what their corporation structure is and you need to do to get
approved. I don't know if this pertains to it, but if you're in a Commonwealth state, it's a big difference. You don't really have to do anything.
It's true.
No, great. That's great input. Now, I only said all that because one of the things we started out at start of the show, you must have an idea and you must get started. So which one comes first? Do you get started and then you say, I'm going to turn this into a business? Or do you set up a business and you haven't gotten started?
Well,
as long as you can do it in 30 seconds, because we got to take a break.
You can do what you just said. And you can do it the other way. But one way or the other, if you're going to put your name in a light, it's got to go through one of them processes.
Okay. I'm just going to just say that's all possible. We got to take a break, but just think about all of the foreigners that come to this country. Think about all the people just on the planet, period, that start businesses. Something happens before something else happens. But we'll talk more about that when we come back,
because
we are doing is giving tips. This is Gene Hodge with Mr. Dukes.
We'll be right back.
Trying
to get to Entrepreneur Street.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, Call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
I don't know how I know, but I'm gonna find my purpose. I don't know where I'm gonna look.
Look here.
Yes, sir.
Right here to find that purpose. That purpose could be starting a business, because we are talking about entrepreneurs and starting your own business and trying to help all of you out there to get some ideas to get started. And so we're discussing how to get started, and we're going over some quotes, we're going over some other statements, and we're just having a conversation. And it's very important to recognize, how do other people start businesses? Because you got to find out how to start yours.
Mm-hmm.
Many people just get started.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody says, you ought to turn this into a business.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Oh, okay. All right, so... Yep.
But once you turn it into a business, they got to become what?
I don't know. What step is that? Step number 5? 6?
It could be.
Yeah.
Your step.
At some point, you may want to start... At some point, you may want to register your business.
That's what I said.
You don't have to. You may want to. Okay?
Well...
Now... The only reason I'm saying that, because many of you know everybody doesn't do it that way. That's why. See? Many of you know people didn't do it that way. So this is about helping entrepreneurs. We're not going to discriminate against all the other entrepreneurs.
I ain't going to discriminate any of them.
That's why we want you to call the show and tell us how did you do it. Yeah.
But if we're going to... We're going to tell them how to do it. We got to put them in the right direction. Now, what they do afterward is their own problem.
Okay, I hear you. That's all I can say. I can hear you. It comes back to that question, like people say, which came first, the chicken or the egg?
We're still trying to find that out.
Right. Entrepreneurship falls right in that category.
Yeah. Which one came first, the business or the...
Chicken or the egg? Because some people get started and they grow into a business. And some people say, I want to start a business, and they start and they try to grow it afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going through different steps, different steps in order to start a business. And since we have a show, we have the luxury of talking about any particular topic on any particular day that goes along with starting a business. Mm-hmm. Right now we're just kind of going over the whole thing. At some point, we'll break it down into specific topics on running your business, I guess.
And that would actually work out, because on the SunBiz site, it literally, we could read out the list of business structures.
Okay, so, right. So we want to help people on the planet, or we want to help people just in Florida?
Oh, that's true. Bigger, much bigger.
Oh, okay.
Much bigger.
People that we are reaching.
That's true.
Yeah, the people that we're reaching.
We do it as an example.
Yeah, right. Right. We happen to be based out of Florida, so we can use our Florida site. What's it called?
SunBiz.
SunBiz.gov.
Okay, SunBiz.gov.
Dot org.
Okay.
Excuse me.
No.
Dot org. I'm just staring at it right now.
Okay.
If you spell it out, dos.myflorida.gov, right. then it's dot gov.
Right.
Okay,
so that's here in Florida. So just go look in your own state if you're in this country. If you're in another country, go look at how your country does its business, because your business, your company most likely may, or many of the companies are doing business with this country. And so find out how it's done in your country or wherever, your state, and just register it properly so you can deal with other states and other countries as well.
Correct.
If your idea is that big.
That's right.
And don't worry about how big it is, because sometimes other people can tell you how big your idea is, and never think your idea is too small.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what I want you to think about.
All right. Never think it's too small.
Okay, we got one more because our time is running out here.
Yeah, just about out on this hour.
Okay, so do you have another one that you want to share out of that list of things that you have there?
Yes, let's do this.
Another step that they might have. Oh, use this book because it has the real answers in it. The other one is something else. So just any one of those.
Anywhere? Well.
Any one of them. Right, they're all
let's,
tips.
Let's choose a business structure.
Okay.
The legal structure of your business can affect everything from your travel to what you are lobbying for.
Give us your interpretation of that.
Well, that means that if you're going to do nationwide, other states, you need to make sure that you fall within their criteria.
What's the tip?
And the tip is when you go and do your business, check the structure of your business and check the other area that you want to participate in. You in the state of Florida, if you want to go to Georgia, you need to find out what their rules are for you to be able to operate.
Okay, so are you saying that if I understand you correctly, are you saying that as an entrepreneur, you must visualize the structure of the business that you want to have or put together?
True.
Okay.
And how far you want to go with that.
Okay. Okay, so.
And that includes, you know, you form your taxes.
Okay, so, okay.
To what you're labeling for. And that's the biggest thing is you got to make sure your taxes fall within the guidelines of each county or each state. If you're going from state to state.
Okay, so what, based on that interpretation, what kind of sharing could you do with that new person that's out there?
Well, it depends on what he's doing.
What's your interpretation of it?
My interpretation is that he needs to make sure that how to choose the right one, the right business that he's going to do, and what is an LLC if he's going to use that, or is he's going to use private, or is he going to use, if he's going to be a limited liability company.
Okay, so, what is the entrepreneur supposed to visualize?
He's supposed to visualize what his plan is, what he's going to structure his business to do.
Okay, you said he's?
An individual that's going into entrepreneurship.
Okay, so I only stress that because anyone who has an idea must visualize how would your business be structured.
Mm-hmm.
Must visualize it first, then go see whether your visual, what you visualize, see how it fits into your country, your state's understanding of starting a business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the tip is to visualize how you want your company to look and write it down if you can. Visualize how you think it should be structured. Okay, who's going to be in charge, who's going to work, who's going to manage it, what are you going to have, what kind of products you're going to have, how you're going to get the products to the people. Visualize how you think it would work. Okay.
Because, you know, if you're going to have CRA company, you got to make sure you got a board. If it ain't for two people or three people, it depends on the company. It depends on the individual, what he's going to do.
Depends on how you visualize.
Yeah, how he visualizes he's going to have his company.
Okay, so we'll be giving out more tips from time to time, just for things that you look at. We're not digging deep into any one thing at this point. We're giving you the overview in terms of getting started. Because everything starts with a thought. And how do you grow it from there? So just keep that in mind. But I think our time is just about winding down. We got time for, I'm going to say we got 2 minutes left, Mr. Dukes.
My 2 minutes?
Right.
I would say it's the first thing to the especially the new entrepreneur, make sure whatever his business is that he has got an understanding of what he's going to do. He has visualized that business.
Is it just for he's and she's?
It's just for anybody that's going into business.
Okay, I want to stress that because at one point in time in our culture, it was just all the he's. Now we have an open culture where it's he and she and others. So we want to make sure you know that you are all equal in starting your business because it's your idea.
It's your idea.
That is going to make this planet work.
It doesn't matter whether you're he, she, or who.
Right. So we want to make sure we didn't overlook anybody. That's what we want to make sure of. And so that's the only reason that we want to have some fun at it as well.
That's right.
But I want you to just think about that. Everything starts with your idea. It's not anybody else's.
Nope.
It may be similar, but it's yours. It's been given to you. Your only job is to act on it. And you would know about it. You know by that because you're interested in how do you get started.
Mm-hmm.
That's what entrepreneurs do, and that's why we're here, so that we're not telling you things that we did not go through or
right.
probably anybody else.
Right.
They all went through it through ideas. They all had to grow, and they all got help along the way. And
correct. And that's all we're trying to do.
More help. Right. So we're not the experts. We're just entrepreneurs, just like you. We're behind some others and ahead of, and we're ahead of others. But either way, we want to hear from you so that we can help you out and make sure that you are getting what it is that you would like to have, if we can help out in any way. And again, feel free to call the show. The number's right there in front of you. We'll be here next week at same time, same place, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be looking forward to some of your questions, answers, and solutions. Anything else you'd like to offer out so that entrepreneurs are helping entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
That's about the best thing that I can say to you is we are here to help other entrepreneurs because we are entrepreneurs, and we were just like many of you just beginning. And that's about all that I can say.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So our time is just about up. And feel free to give us a shout.
Anytime.
Any important time. Oh, by the way, we are looking for some sales. We're looking for an advertising manager that can advertise different products, services, including our station. If you have an interest in doing something like that, we're looking for someone that is willing to volunteer their time. They would like to demonstrate their effectiveness. Feel free to give us a call. I'm sorry, send us an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Anyway, I hear the music, which means our time is up. This is Frank Sinatra. It's called My Way, and I want you to know all the things you find yourself doing that you motivated to do, you can indeed do it your way. Anyway, this is Gene Hodge here with Mr. Heinzman Dukes
right
and Mr.
Here.
Bobby, and we will see you next time.
Tan Talk Radio.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.